graduating class of 2019. I once trekked 500 miles across the Gobi Desert for 2.5 weeks to see a flower that only blooms for 6 minutes before it dies. But that's not the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. I watched my father speak his last words to myself and my mother.
You both have made me the happiest I could have ever imagined, even in my wildest dreams.
But that's not the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. I met the most gorgeous, wonderful woman, which in that instant I knew I was going to marry, on the subway car between 48th and Baxter and 108th and Monroe. But that's not the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. I witnessed my son, my own flesh and blood, be born before my eyes and the eye of my video camera. But that's not the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. No, the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced is my brand new 2019 Pontiac Sunfire. No money down, no payments for 6 months. Pure bliss. Life doesn't get any more beautiful.
See participant source for details.
You're out.
Byron, are you listening?
Hello today, though, my little listeners. Hello. I want to thank you all for coming out. It's good to see you. I hope you all have having a happy holidays. Wherever you celebrate. I know Chinese New Year's is just around the corner, threat corner, or it just happened, or we're midway through. And I know that people just celebrated Halloween. And we got Turkey Day coming up, and obviously we'll do some commentating on that. Me and the doctors probably looking at the San Francisco parade, so that'll be fun. Welcome to 100 Inspirational Figures. We're different. Remember the stuff I just said, but some of that stuff, I should save for the other show, because this is about this show, and this is, Pagan was nice enough to, let his time in here. I put like that, and I won't let it down. My producer and engineer, Pinky Pagan Miller. Thank you. It's official, people. I don't know if you've been whispering, Pagan is officially, and because he did such a good job with those 3 episodes, as I'm realizing this, my brain's passing gas right now, I almost forgot to tell you, right now, you all, what? As you're probably thinking, but it's because we, 3 episodes, because the 3rd episode is yet to be released. It's about to be released, I believe, I think. Since then, we've recorded other episodes, which then, don't worry, my captain will be back. I will be at your mercy, very soon, very soon indeed, as I would dream to say. Speaking of dreams, my guest today is Damio. I would say hello.
Hello, Mr. Twit.
No, not to me, Damio. The listeners.
Sorry. Oh.
Okay, Damio, we get it.
Hello, thread listeners. Hello, three
wait,
sisters.
Okay,
Hello, three
wait,
sisters.
Wait, Damiel's coming all the way here from today from Bahamas.
It's great.
Right, the boy, he used to work at Wannis Hotel, but he's unemployed as of, like, a month and a half.
Ish.
Why? Oh, you know, Damio, before we get into the 100 today we are doing 100 inspirational figures. It's not a normal episode.
It's okay, my thread. You don't have to put me on a normal episode.
No, Damio, no, I want to put you on a thread episode, thread corner. This is not thread corner.
Oh, it's okay, my thread.
No, Damio,
okay.
Damio, come on.
No, it's okay.
You're getting me all wrong here, Damio. No, I want you on the episode.
No, please.
I want you on my show. This is not my show. It's a Pagan show. Remember Pagan? You met Pagan yesterday? Pinky?
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, I think where's the rest of the hand? Where's the rest of the hand? Where's
yes.
the rest of the
right,
hand?
Right, oh, yeah, the rest of the hand. And why? Wait, that's Tiwik.
Mom's the word.
That's right, Daniel. So, this episode, this show, it's 100 inspirational figures to celebrate the upcoming 100 to commemorate,
wait,
I guess, the 100 episode of Red Corner, but which we're on our way to very soon, I do declare.
Oh, it's very exciting. I love listening to the Dr. Chadwick and the Dr. Karen joke.
Damio, not today, okay?
What?
Not on the
no,
air.
No, I love the show.
Damio.
Damiel,
I don't need an explanation. I do not need an explanation. We talked about
this. Not on the air.
Not on the air.
I just be listening to Thread Corner all the time.
You're on episode 5. Nothing has even happened yet on episode 5.
I will do anything for you, and I am going through the show. I'm sorry, Mr. Thread. I'm ever so sorry.
You do this to me. Why? Why you do this?
Why what, Mr. Thread?
Damiel, I want to hear it. I want to hear you say why.
I'm just only enjoying you.
You're pushing my buttons. You know what gets to me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know all I'm asking is that you listen to.
Oh, Mr. Thread.
If you don't like the show, you don't have to listen to it.
I don't get it.
Listeners out there, if you're listening to this show out of rage, but you're still listening to it, keep going.
I'm still listening.
But if you are listening to it unpleasantly and you don't want to listen to it, don't.
I don't have all the time in the world. It's that easy.
I don't understand this. I mean, I get it when I had to explain this to Zoop. I understand,
but Damio,
I mean, where are you?
I'm sorry.
Where are you?
I will listen.
Start now.
Okay.
Here.
Ow.
All right, turn it up.
It's very loud, Mr. Thread. Mr. Thread, do you think we can turn it down?
Stop it. Stop it, boy. Stop it.
It's very funny, Mr. Thread.
What part are you at? Okay, we're doing this 100 episodes and, inspirational figures. And so this is number 3 or number, 97. Okay, so, this is, it is today's inspirational figure. It's figure drawing. The most inspirational figure drawing was, Zhao Gong. Which is Duke of Zhao, aka Dan. It's a figure drawing Watto in your dreams. It's a pleasant sight to see when you're sleeping in your slumber. In the Chinese culture, dreams are linked with a virtual person called Zhao Gong, after a popular book. Zhao Gong's Dream Dictionary. That's a mouth word. Which has been passed down from thousands of years ago. The book catalyzes seven. I haven't read the book. I didn't even know there was a book, actually, until right now. I had the dream. The book categorizes seven types of dreams. A dream that people. That is probably based on that movie. Types of dream that people usually have during sleep. With thousands of years of history, Dao Gong's Dream Journal has been popular in China as well as in the Chinese community for its excellence in explaining different dreams, in particular those unusual and weird dreams. While some believe that the book shows people's superstition, others believe that the objects or scenes that show up in dreams have close relationship with the dreamer's health or vital status. So that's pretty cut and dry right there. Whatever I just read, kind of went into a dig. But I did, this part is not, it's, this is all research here. God of Dreams, Duke of Dao, is also known as God of Dreams. The Analects record Confucius saying, I'm very Confucius right now, because I don't quite, we're trying to learn here, people. I want to teach, you know, I got to give back to community and stuff, and I thought this would be a good way to earn those credits, but I don't quite understand, what I'm reading. So Confucian saying, how I have gone downhill. It has been such a long time since I dreamt of the Duke of Dao. This was meant as a lamentation, okay? I know, it's like exclaiming something, I think, of how the government ideals of the Duke of Dao had faded, okay? But was later taken literally. In Chinese legends, that's probably the thing. This was probably all written in Chinese words first, and then somebody just guessing what it means in English. Because the Chinese language is so much richer and foreign, really. If an important thing is going to happen to someone, the Duke of Dao will let this person know through dreams. Hence the Chinese expression, and we've all heard it, dreaming of Dao Gong. So this interesting part. Dream of drawing clear water from a well implies that the dreamer will have good fortune in all undertakings. Dream of drawing dirty or muddy water from the well, and this is not really my, this is not the inspirational figure I was talking about. I was talking about the clear water drawing. So that figure drawing, water from a well symbolizes that the dreamer may have some bad luck. So interesting, crazy. So if you have dirty water dreams, you watch out. Break a mirror so you can reverse it. Breaking two mirrors together, a lot of people think that's negative 14 for you. That's actually you're back to zero. But you have to break them on each other, or you have to break another mirror, an evil mirror. You gotta find an evil mirror and break it on top of glass that's already been broken. That is, and you broke the first one, so that's a 7 years. Either way, you're getting 7 years, but at least the luck won't be that bad. It just will be neutral luck. If you break them again, you gotta break an evil meal on top of shards of meal that have already been broken that have given you bad luck. And then, so I guess that's a two for the price of one, yeah. Number, that's my inspirational figure. Thank you, Dao Gong, for being my number 3 or 97, whichever you decide on. Daniel, take us off.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Grid, I was just listening to a very funny anecdote by my Dr. Karen Joe. It's a very funny.
Okay,
very
Daniel. Funny. Okay, yeah, okay. Settle down. You have to prove it to me, right? If you're, were you even listening?
No.
What was the last word said?
I'm sorry, Mr. Grid, I wasn't listening.
Daniel, don't have to wire me. Just tell me what's going on. Just tell me how you feel. If you don't want to listen to the podcast, that's not my business. That's your business, right? But you're the one who told me you're a huge fan.
I am, Mr. Trip.
Well, Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel, I have, well.
Okay.
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 Okay, Daniel. Okay.
Actually, I can
use your help right now. For a second.
I'm all hands, Mr. Three.
So the kind of help I'm looking for Can we just settle? Can we just settle a bet here, Damiel, please?
Absolutely, Mr. Thread. Of course, Mr. Thread. Are we going back to that alley?
Damiel.
Are we going to see Perry? Are we going back to see Perry again?
I don't know if he'll have us, but we'll see.
Okay, Mr. Thread.
So, but I want you before we go. just play here. Play with this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thread.
So.
Ooh.
Okay, calm down for a second, D. So what I'm asking you is, how old are you? When I want to settle, the listeners are getting up in arms here, and I just want to calm y'all down right now. And Damiel, without me, I'm not telling you anything. I'm not writing anything down. I got my hands in the air, but not because a gun's pointing at me. It's not a police officer's gun. I'm actually, I got my hands in the air, don't I?
See?
Am I in distress?
You are not, Mr. Thread. You look very relaxed. You're not even wearing pants.
Okay, Damiel, yes. Well, and that's fine, because how old are you? Tell the listeners how old you are.
Oh, yes, Mr. Thread. I just turned 29.
Tell the listeners, not me.
Hello, there's the listeners. I just turned 29.
Great. 29. You hear that, listeners? Great. Awesome. And when was your birthday?
1989.
Great. So there you go. People. So, get it through your thick skulls, right? Okay. So, I will, thank you, Damiel, for being a guest today.
Don't worry, Mr. I can't wait to listen to this episode in, when I get to it. After, right now, I'm only on episode 6.
That's the different podcast. That's Thread Corner, which, people feel free to listen to, Thread Corner. Alright, because this is actually an homage, this is kind of an homage. It's what it is. This is homage to my other podcast. And, commemorating the 100 episodes, 100 inspirational figures! Say goodbye, Damiel.
Goodbye, Damiel!
You rascal.
I made you laugh in the tree!
You rascal. 100! Subscribe to Thread Corner and Pinky Toe Particle, wherever podcasts you find.
That's it. Bye, Pontiac Sunfire. Bye, Pontiac Sunfire. What are you doing? When I remember later why my head's bruised, when I see later why my head's bruised, I'll remember to buy a 2019 Pontiac Sunfire. No money down, no painting for 6 months. Pure bliss.
Life doesn't get any more beautiful.
See participating source for details.